Dr. Geiler, could you tell me, please, what problem it is that you're trying to address with this latest research and the funding from Alberta Innovates Health Solutions?
What we are trying to do is we're trying to better understand the biomolecular basis, if you will, of the toxic side effects of platinum-based anti-cancer drugs. So these drugs have been used for many years, and they are effective in killing cancer cells. But the downside is that they are associated with serious side effects such as permanent hearing loss, kidney toxicity, and brain toxicity. And this is something that needs to be strategically addressed in the long run.
Well, I'm curious as to why we use platinum-based drugs to begin with. Why platinum? What does it do?
Well, it was to some extent a serendipitous discovery that platinum can be used to kill cancer cells. And it does that by going into the cell, and it binds to the DNA, it nicks it, and then the cell, the cancer cell, is prevented from reproducing, and essentially apoptosis is sort of initiated and the cell dies. And so that's what's intended to do. But unfortunately, since these drugs are intravenously administered, they also affect healthy cells, and this is where all these toxic side effects come from.
With this research that you're doing now, how exactly are you going to attack the problem? How have you got it set up? What are you looking at?
Well, since these drugs are intravenously administered, the chemistry of what happens when you introduce these drugs into the bloodstream is obviously of very key relevance. But blood is a very complicated fluid, and we have developed over the last couple of years a method that allows us to determine the distribution of metal compounds in blood plasma. And so we have published a paper earlier this year where we took just blood plasma from a healthy person, we added the cisplatin, for instance, and then with our method we can gain insight into the hydrolysis of this drug as well as the plasma protein binding. And we think that these events that we can visualize are the key to better understand the toxic side effects of these drugs.
Do you have any indication at this time what sort of success you might have, or is this still really at very early stages?
The paper that we published earlier this year was carried out with blood from plasma of healthy people. And in the context of this grant that we got, we will basically duplicate this, but this time around we will use blood plasma from cancer patients. And so this is very important because the concentrations of certain blood plasma proteins are very different from healthy people. For instance, human serum albumin is much lower in a cancer patient, but it turns out that cisplatin, after it hydrolyzes, it binds to human serum albumin. So it's really very important to sort of see to what extent the metabolism of these drugs is different in people that suffer from cancer. And this is sort of, if you will, the basis to then come up with a strategy to get rid of these side effects.
Do you have any idea at this point what that might be, what the strategies might be?
Yeah, we do have an idea because there is, in the literature, there is a lot of, well, not too many papers have been published where they inject another compound either before or after the platinum, and that has been demonstrated to ameliorate the side effects. But the problem is that all of these papers that we read, they are just completely phenomenological in nature. So they don't address where the chemistry is going on. They don't know what is going on. And we have this method at our disposal which allows us to gain these insights, which are, I think, the very important step to better understand the toxic side effects in the first place, and then based on that, come up with better strategies to get rid of them.
How many people will be involved in this study, and how long do you expect it to take?
Well, the grant that we received will allow me to hire a master student, and so that student will work for about 2 years on this project. The other people that are involved are Dr. Aru Narendran from the Faculty of Medicine of the University of Calgary, and he's a pediatric oncologist, and he's the one that is critical for me because we can get some plasma samples of cancer patients from the Alberta Children's Hospital to carry out this work. And also he has a good background in biochemistry, so it's a really wonderful collaboration in this regard. One kind of interesting side thing is that this is the International Year of Chemistry. Maybe one can just stress a little bit that chemistry is at the core of solving some of the, you know, problems that we have as a society, and I think our grant just highlights this. And it all boils down on better understanding the chemistry of what really is going on when you introduce these platinum-based drugs into the bloodstream, right? And that's what we will do, and that's what is going to be very interesting to engage in.
Thank you very much, Dr. Geiler.
Thank you very much.